Unit 6. Jobs and Occupations.
A job interview. Reaching the end of a job interview. The interviewer asked a young accountant fresh out of college, "And what starting salary were you looking for?" The accountant said, "About $100,000 a year, depending on the benefits package." The interviewer said, "Well, what would you say to a package of 5 weeks vacation, 14 paid holidays, full health insurance, a retirement fund for 50% of your salary, and a company car leased every 2 years?" The accountant sat up straight and said, "Wow, are you kidding?" And the interviewer replied, "Yeah, but you started it."
Test. Fred and Eric were computer programmers, and they applied for a single position at a computer company. They both had the same qualifications. In order to determine which individual to hire, the manager asked them to take a test. Upon completion of the test, both men missed only one of the questions. The manager went to Fred and said, "Thank you for your interest, but we've decided to give the job to the other applicant." "And why would you do that? We both got 9 questions correct," asked Fred. "We have based our decision not on the correct answers, but on the question you missed," said the manager. "And just how would one incorrect answer be better than the other?" asked Frank. "Simple," said the manager. "Your fellow applicant put down on question number 5, 'I don't know.' You put down, 'Neither do I.'"
Competing for a job. A telephone company puts a want ad in the newspaper in order to recruit workers. The next day, 2 groups of workers show up. A crew of 5 men and a crew of 5 women. The company cannot decide whom to give the job to, so they give the 2 groups a test. The company boss says, "Each crew will receive a telephone pole that must be installed into the ground. Whoever is able to get it done first will get the job." Both groups agree this is a fair test. So off they go in the company trucks with the long telephone poles sticking out the back. At 5 o'clock, the female crew returns. "Yes," they shout, "we came back first, so we get the job." "Good work, ladies," says the boss. "However, we must wait until the other crew comes back to make sure the reason they're delayed is not because of traffic or the truck breaking down." "Fine, no problem," say the ladies. Finally, at 8:30, the male crew arrives. They are flushed and breathing hard, as if they had just gone through hard labor. "What happened to you? What took you so long?" asked the boss. "What do you mean, what took you so long? Do we get the job?" "You get the job? No way. The ladies were back here hours ago." "Well, of course they were," say the men. "They only put the pole in halfway."